Hi, I'm Harry Reeder, Senior Pastor of Briarwood Church. It's Friday. Time for another slice of fresh bread. We come to 1 Timothy chapter 3. Now, you need to see the flow here. Remember, the Apostle Paul had warned the church at Ephesus that when he left, Satan was going to infiltrate the leadership and bring false teachers and false leaders. And that's exactly what happened. So what does the Apostle Paul do? Well, the Apostle Paul doesn't just write this church off. He sends Timothy on a ministry of church revitalization. And as Timothy arrives on a ministry of church revitalization, and by the way, this isn't going to be the only time the church at Ephesus is revitalized. Timothy's going to lead this church back to health and vitality. And then 45, 50 years later, they're going to need revitalization again. And that's under John, and you're going to see the paradigm of revitalization from our Lord himself when he tells the church at Ephesus in Revelation chapter 2, almost 50 years later, remember, repent, and recover the deeds that you did at first. But here he sent Timothy on a ministry of church revitalization. And in chapter 1, he cleans up the teaching ministry. Chapter 2, he cleans up the prayer ministry. And then he cleans up the relationships between men and women so they reflect God's created mandate and God's redeeming grace that allows men and women to escape and to walk away from the impulses of sin in the body of Christ, and that men can be known for prayer and women can be known for learning, and that women, as they are learning, will manifest the beauty of the heart with godliness and those works that lift up the Lord Jesus, and men will not quarrel or be angry, but they will be praising God, and they will be leading their families, and they will be honoring the Lord, and they will be honoring one another within the body of Christ. Well, you remember another problem was leadership in general. So now he starts to clean up leadership in 1 Timothy chapter 3, and we'll take a look at verse 1. This saying is trustworthy. If anyone aspires to the office of overseer, he desires a noble task. Therefore. All right, we're not going to read the therefore. The therefore introduces 17 qualifications for an overseer, which is another word for elder. Some of your Bibles will translate overseer bishop. It's episkopos. Episkopos. You hear the word episcopal there. Epi means over. Skopos means sight. Thus, a true translation would be overseers. Episkopos, overseers, which is an interchangeable term for elder in the Bible and for steward in the Bible. So what we have here is we've got this marvelous call that it is a trustworthy statement. What is it? If anyone aspires to the office of overseer, he desires a noble task. So what does that tell you? The office of overseer, the ordained office, number one, does not seek the man. The man seeks the office. Number two, the man has to be evaluated as to whether God has called him to the office, and we're going to see the characteristics that you are to look for in those whom God has truly called to the office when we get together next week. Number two, the seeking of the office is not the noble task. It is the work of the office that's a noble task. The nobility is the nobility of the work of an elder. There is no greater calling in this world than to be an elder in the church of Jesus Christ, to be an ordained leader in the one institution that's headed into eternity. And the final thing this opening verse tells you is that if any man aspires to the office of overseer, it's a noble task. They enter into the office to do the work of the office. It is a noble work. A noble task. Ordained leadership is noble, and it is a godly commitment to aspire to it and then to submit yourself to the leading of the Lord through his people. Well, now we're just getting started into the ordained leadership of elder or overseer in the church, and we'll get back to that when I see you next week. But today, let me remind you, you be with the Lord's people, be vitally involved in a local church, and hear the word of God preached. And then sing the word of God, pray the word of God, confess the word of God, and speak the word of God, the truth in love to one another. And then as you've gathered to worship the Lord and scattered for the next week, I'll see you next Monday for another slice of fresh bread.
For additional resources from Harry Reeder, download the Briarwood PCA app from your app store.